Riders Radio Theater is on the air!
Come on, come, settle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. You've been working since the dawn of the day. You've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and hope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, riders in the sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats. Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers. And Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle the tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Every season, red and buckaroo. There's a place around the fire for you with riders in the sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now, with a 1,962nd performance of their career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, and what a handsome and delightful crowd we have packed into the Tennessee Performing Arts Center tonight. Thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks over border radio. This is Ranger Doug, idol of American youth, welcoming you once again to Riders Radio Theater. And before we hit the trail for this show, let me take just a moment to once again introduce Riders in the Sky to you. Over to my left, that's your right, as you gaze into your Metrodyne radio tonight, the young man who plays the string bass in our trio, a man who's studying to be a veterinarian taxidermist. We call him Too Slim.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Ranger Doug. The great thing about my new career, either way, you get your dog back.
Thank you, Slim. Thank you so much. Well, to my right, a man who's mounted and stuffed many a trophy, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, Woody Paul!
Woody, 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 Woody,
Woody, Woody, Woody, Woody,
Woody. Ladies and gentlemen, none other than the idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And let's not forget our orchestra. Under the direction of the amazingly lifelike Joey the Cow Polka King. We've had a lot of requests for an old favorite of ours, Bob Nolan's classic Skyball Paint.
Now Skyball Paint was a devil saint, his eyes was a fiery red. Good men have tried this horse to ride, but all of them are dead. Nah, I won't brag, but I rode this nag till his blood began to boil. Then I hit the ground and I ate 3 pounds of good old western soil.
Singing hi-ho, whoopee-tie-o, riding high and down you go. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil.
Swore by heck I'd break his neck for the jolt he'd give my pride. Threw my noose on that old cayuse and once more took a ride. Turned around and soon I found his tail where his head should be. For said, says I, perhaps he's shy or he just don't care for me.
Singing hi-ho, whoopee-tie-o, riding high and down you go. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil.
Well, in town one day I chanced to stray upon old Sheriff Jim.
Oh, Jim.
For a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar I sold that nag to him. When he plants a seat of his pants on Skyball's leather chair. Ooh. I bet 4 bits when Skyball quits, old Jim will not be there.
Singing hi-ho, hoity-di-ho, ride up high and down you go. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil.
Hey, ora, ora, hey, ora, ora.
Thank you.
Riders Radio Theater will return, but first, we welcome a brand new sponsor with the following message.
The good old summertime is party time. Hi, I'm Sam, and this is my better half, Ella.
Howdy, folks. Yes, Sam, summertime is party time, but with today's fast lane lifestyles, who has time to roll little sausages in pancakes? Or put cheese whiz on a grocer rich crackers?
We do, that's who. We're Salmonella Catering. When you have Salmonella catering your party or event,
you got the makings of a truly memorial occasion.
Yes, from a family outing
to a family reunion.
From a lover's tete-a-tete
to a VFW smoker.
You need Salmonella. We supply culinary excitement to any outing.
At a price that will amaze you.
That's right, folks. Salmonella can feed a party of 50 for under $40.
How do we do it?
We scrimp on quality. We squeeze it out of every nook and cranny and pass the savings along to you.
That's right, Sam. Think about it, friends. After several hours of sitting in the hot sun, everybody's had a quarter to a brewski. Who can tell the difference?
That's right, Ella. To find out how we scrimp on quality, let's take a look at Salmonella's warehouse. Look at those huge vats of mayonnaise, potato salad, hard-boiled eggs, baked beans, and pork barbecue.
They were all made up more than 6 months ago.
Notice, if you will, the complete lack of refrigeration.
That really keeps Salmonella's price down.
You bet.
Looks so good. Here, honey pot, have a little bite.
Nuh-uh, that stuff's for sale to the public, sugar cookie. We can't be eating up all the profits.
All right, you are, Sam.
Well, our time's almost up, so remember, folks, when you're planning a get-together, give us a call. Salmonella makes a party
we
special.
Sure.
This call sooner or later. And now,
speak a little bit.
Quiet. Gee, your accent doesn't exactly go with your name either.
See, I know, you know, the tux is what I use to work since I got here in America. And Ababa White is just the name that I use. My real name is Roberto Bianco.
The romantic voice of our time.
See, you've heard of me, I see. I'm not surprised.
Oh, heard of you? Good gosh, yes.
Gee, you're famous all over Europe, just like Julio.
Thank you, you're so kind, but of course I am even more famous than Julio. Maybe twice as famous.
Sure, at least twice more famous. But Roberto, why are you selling sandwiches?
Well, I tell you, when you live your life for romance and love, sometimes you must take a break to go to a new city, sell some sandwiches, you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean, Roberto.
Yeah, me too. Say, Roberto, I know you're selling sandwiches now, but could you sing a song for us? Would you like to hear him sing, folks?
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
Greatest entertainers in Europe, ladies and gentlemen.
I usually work with a symphony, you know, orchestras, strings, and...
Well, that's no problem. We've got Joey and Woody.
Well.
Yeah, Roberto, we won't show them symphonies up too bad, will we, Joey?
Well, perhaps I can sing one song for you.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, a legendary entertainer. Please welcome the romantic voice of our time, Roberto Bianco.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Speak softly, love, and hold me warm against your heart. I hear your words, the tender trembling moments start. We're in a world our very own, sharing a love that only few have ever known. Wine-colored days warmed by the sun, deep velvet nights when we are one. Speak softly, love, and hold your voice against the sky. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and all because you came into my world with love. So softly, love.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Roberto.
Don't start security.
Please, security.
Wow. Roberto. Thank you, Roberto, for that magnificent moving version. Oh,
you are most welcome. You know, Ranger Doug, I have heard that you, too, are a romantic voice of our time.
Shucks.
About 40 years ago, I think, remember.
Someday, perhaps, we could sing a duet?
Gosh, that would be wonderful. I wish we had the time now, but perhaps someday we will. Things have a way of working out around here. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Roberto Bianco, the romantic voice of our time.
Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WPLN Productions. This program is being taped live at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center in Nashville, Tennessee. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 2 of the exciting Western melodrama, Curse of the Lost Gold Script. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, Riders in the Sky were on a promotional tour for Singin' Six Guns, the movie, when they got word that...
Hey, guys, Slocum and Charlie were pardoned. They've returned to Tumbleweed Valley.
In no time, the riders hit the trail and headed home. Shortly after entering Tumbleweed Valley, they saw two different campaign posters. The first had a picture of A. Swinburne Slocum on it and announced that...
Slocum is running for mayor!
The second one was spotted only seconds later. It had Chet Atkins' picture on it and announced that...
Side Meat's running for mayor!
And look, he's having a rally this afternoon at 5 p.m.
Why the poster had Chet Atkins' picture on it is something that we have yet to learn. But Side Meat was definitely running for mayor, and Slocum was already up to his old tricks.
Charlie, slip over there before the old geezer's rally starts and run a direct high-voltage wire to the microphone he'll be using. So when he turns it on...
Right, boss.
Charlie then did his dirty deed, and that afternoon at 5 p.m., just as Riders in the Sky arrived at Side Meat's rally, he stepped to the mic and...
Here today to announce the formation of a new political party, GAS, Gas, Geezers Against Slocum.
Hey, turn the mic on. We can't hear you.
What? This thing ain't on?
No, turn it off.
Here's the switch. I'll just click it on here.
Good grief. He's lit up like a Christmas tree. This could be the end of Side Meat.
It's time to find out, Woody Paul, as we present episode 2 of Curse of the Lost Gold Script, entitled Chicken Fried Side. Quickly, Riders in the Sky rush to the stage where their old camp cook is engulfed in arcing blue electricity.
We gotta do something.
Don't touch him, Slim. Don't touch him. You'll be zapped, too.
But we gotta do something. We can't just let him fry.
Woody, you're the scientist around here. What can we do?
Well, fellas, the best thing to do is nothing.
Nothing?
Yep, I think he's going to be just fine.
What do you mean, just fine? He's got more power arcing around him than Donald Trump.
Well, you're right about that, too, Slim, but take a closer look. The power isn't touching him. It's arcing around him.
Say, he's right, Slim. How is that happening, Woody?
Well, it's his dirty old winter underwear, boys. And those socks he's worn for years that's protecting him, Ranger Doug. It's what we scientists call DSC, or deterrent skin current.
Side Meat does wear 3 or 4 pairs of winter underwear, and, you know, I never have seen him change his socks.
Yep. It's the salts and electrolytes that have built up over the years, combined with the insulation of the underwear and socks, that generate the deterrent skin current. And as long as he's been wearing those clothes, I figure DSC will hold up longer than the power company will.
And as usual in these matters, Woody Paul is right. As 100,000 volts of electricity continue to arc and dance over and around the writer's faithful sidekick, it creates an enormous drain on TVA, the Tumbleweed Valley Authority. Soon they are forced to borrow power from other systems. And then the inevitable happens. All across the West, grid after grid collapses, bringing blackouts to Colorado, Wyoming, Nevada, New Mexico, and even parts of Texas. And as the crisis mounts, a certain sidewinder watches from the porch of the Dry Gulch Saloon and gloats.
I gotta hand it to you, Charlie. You really did it right this time.
Thanks, Slocum.
I'm getting a great deal of satisfaction out of watching the old geezer hop around like that. Let him sizzle for another hour and then go pull the plug.
Right, boss.
By the way, where'd you plug him in?
Well, the closest outlet was near campaign office back at the saloon.
Ah, good thinking, Charlie. That way no... Wait a minute. Power grid's falling all across the West and... You idiot! My meter must be spinning faster than the speed of light!
Excuse me, sir. You're a Mr. Slocum, aren't you? I recognize you from your campaign poster.
Yeah, I'm Slocum. Who are you?
I'm Lyle Schuyler with the Tumbleweed Valley Authority.
Oh, no!
And your meter is approaching the speed of light?
No!
That's a lot of power, even for a politician. I was sent to find you and make sure you're good for the bill.
Yeah, sure, I'm good for it. How much is my bill?
As of this moment, it's $1.5 million. $1.6 million. $1.7 million.
Charlie, pull the plug, you idiot! Charlie, get back there and pull the plug!
By the time Charlie reacts to Slocum's command, Idaho has fallen too, and Slocum's utility bill peaks at $2 billion. Oh. But with the drain stopped, power is quickly restored, and the lights begin to go back on all across the West. And Side Meat is freed from his electric shackles.
Oh, stick a fork in me, boys. I'm done.
Side Meat. Side Meat. Oh, Side Meat. How are you, old timer? Are you okay? Are you doing all right?
All right. I'm great. I'm going to go get some of the new posters I just had made and start putting them up.
Whoa,
get out of my way.
Wait a minute. Maybe you better take it easy, old timer.
Take it easy. I feel like I've been jump-started by an atom bomb. I gotta go. My motor's revving towards the red line. See you boys back at the ranch. I got posters to put up.
Okay, so long, Side Meat.
Gosh, boys, it looks like we may have gained a new mayor.
Yeah, but we may have lost a cook.
That's some consolation.
I thought as much. But still, we've got to eat something.
Yeah, gosh, I'm real hungry.
Me too. Well, we could go to a restaurant, boys, but when the power went out, they all closed down.
Oh, no, we're gonna starve. Oh, how I wish there was some place we could get some food.
Sandwiches!
Yes, wherever there's a crowd, you'll find Roberto Bianco, the sandwich man, and the renowned
romantic voice of our time.
You boys want a sandwich, huh?
Well, we sure do, Roberto. Gosh, we're glad to see you. These are great sandwiches.
See, say, where is the entertainment for this crowd, huh?
Well, there is no entertainment here, Roberto. This was a political rally.
What? You mean there is a crowd here and no one to entertain them?
Yeah, but they won't be here long. No.
Sure, now that all the excitement's over with, why, they'll be packing up and heading home.
Well, then I must act fast. It's time for the romantic voice of our time to save the day.
You're gonna sing?
See.
Wow, for heaven's sake, don't use the microphone.
I do not need a microphone. Are all alone.
Wow.
Living in a memory. My income, my shadow, and me. We three.
And so, as a glorious sunset radiates across the western horizon, the romantic voice of our time serenades and mesmerizes the citizens of Tumbleweed Valley. His enchanting melodies lift and waft across the landscape, reaching every nook and cranny in the region, even into the farthest vale, where a familiar wizened figure is furiously at work putting up campaign posters.
Come on, giddy up, Senator.
Oh, no.
The lush music even penetrates the deep, dank, dark recesses of a smoke-filled room in the rear of the Dry Gulch Saloon.
I don't like it, Charlie. This latest Gallup poll shows the old geezers picking up points left and right. Post, we're both still running behind Chet Atkins. I gotta do something.
What, boss?
Well, let's see. Noriega's advice did more harm than good. Gee, I wonder what Tricky Dick would do. That's it. I'll bug the geezers' campaign headquarters. Get over there, Charlie, and plant a bug.
All right, a bug, boss.
Just pick the lock and put a little piece of tape on it and do your monkey business and get back here pronto. All you gotta do is remember to take the tape off the door.
Right.
Now, wait a minute. That's just pussyfooting around.
Oh, yeah?
bomb the place.
Right, let's bomb him out.
You sure you got it, Charlie? Yeah. Now, no bug,
I got
bomb.
It. No bug, bomb, sure, boss. Sure.
Now, just wire it into the light switch.
Into the light switch, yeah. No bug, bomb.
That's right. Into, okay. Great. Now no, go, get no going bug. There, Charlie.
No bug, bomb.
Even till eternity, my echo, my shadow, and me.
Thank you, thank you. Arrivederci, Bucharest and Bucharest.
Once the crowd knew for sure that Roberto had left the courthouse square...
Roberto has left the building.
They quickly dispersed, but the effects of the romantic voice of our time lingered long in their hearts. And as a full moon rose over Tumbleweed Valley, young love bloomed, faded love flowered again, and romance rode everyone's home on the range. Later that same night, a cool breeze blows in off the desert, swirling dust and tumbleweeds through the deserted village streets. In the distance, the sound of a mule, a hammer, and a man.
Whoa now.
Come on, Senator, let's go get some more.
Yes, it's quickly side me return to Geezer's headquarters.
Hey, you wait here, Senator. I'll grab a stack of posters and be right back. Hey, I wonder who's the mental flyweight who left this tape on the lock. Never mind. It's probably not important. I can't see a dad blame thing in here.
Well, where's that light switch anyway?
Here it is. Hey, what's that sound? What's that smell?
What is that smell? What is that sound? Is Side Meat's fuse running out? Is this the end of the crusty old sidekick? To find out, tune in next week when you'll hear Dick Nixon say...
Let me make this perfectly clear. Only an idiot would leave tape on the light switch.
And Charlie say...
Hey, I may be an idiot, but I'm not a crook. Wait a minute.
It's How's explosive dynamite media entertainment you can't afford to miss. It's Curse of the Lost Gold, episode 4, entitled Bombs Away, or 30 Seconds Over Side Meat. Coming next week to this Theater of the Mind. And now, here again are Riders in the Sky. Enjoy the Cowpoke King.
Thank you, thank you, Texas Mix Bender.
Ranger Doug, we have time. Now is the time, the moment the world has been waiting for.
And what time would that be, Slim?
Time for the two romantic voices of our time to sing a duet.
You mean Roberto is still here?
Yes. Yes.
Roberto, che bella. What will we do? What will we sing?
How about Somewhere, My Love?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. Yes, here we go. Somewhere, my love, there will be songs to sing. Doug, Ranger.
Although the snow covers the hope of spring.
Ooh, a romance. Somewhere a hill blossoms in blue and gold.
And there are dreams more than your heart can hold.
Someday we'll meet again, my love. Someday, whenever the spring breaks through, you'll come to me out of the long ago.
Warm as the wind, soft as
as the winter snow.
Till then, my love, think of me now and then. Godspeed, our love,
yeah,
till you are mine again.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, we have just about enough time to thank Roberto Bianco and saddle up. Tune in next week, same time, same station, till we meet again on Riders Radio Theater.
So long, saddle pal.
For more information on Riders in the Sky, Nebulous Two Swim Mercantile or Riders in the Sky International Band, write to Riders Radio Theater, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee 37189. Please don't forget to mention the station you're listening to. Riders Radio Theater was conceived, written, produced, and directed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Bixbender. Our flight commander is David Skeppner. The production foreman is Campfire Bird. Our sound effects wrangler is Big Zeno Clinker. For WPLM Productions, the executive producer is Blazing Brenda Loftus. The producer is Jalapeno Judy Lift. Recording engineers are Cactus Carl Peterson, along with Hoedown Hank Fennell and Tombstone Tom Knox. The station manager is Alkali Alvin Bolt. So long, Saddle Pals. See you next week on Riders Radio Theater.